First, I want to give the Yashikaya, who, what's become his minig over the past few years, he sponsors the suppers at the share and doesn't show up, but in absentia. But Mati Mendelson, Yashikaya, I don't think he's doing it every week, so I think if the Olam wants to eat as well as they tonight, someone has to come step up to the plate. Now, Lemaisa, we brought an email. We sent out there were a bunch of different topics that were said that we were going to broach. I would like to try to broach all of them. What was written, and this is the order it was written in, but I'm not going to follow the order. Was what about eating, the mashal having a kiddush or eating a suda on the lawn in the bungalow colony, or the lawn in your house for that matter. Also. In the bungalow colony, there's a minig to hang swings from trees. Is that something that's a problem on Shabbos? Then what happens when it rains and people want to cover their playpen and stuff in it? They want to cover the playpen with a tarp of some sort. Is that would that be mutter or not mutter? And what? How would one orchestrate that? The fourth thing is Tefillas HaDerech, which is something I would like to focus on, because that's really the first thing that happens before you even get to the country. And I'd like to discuss those halachas. Then we discussed what if your flame on your oven goes off on Shabbos and your food is going to cool off. What do you do? And what happens if the Erev falls down? What? Because the ovens in the bungalow colonies are generally of archaic, you're not enough of a veteran, because and you should know this also happens, by the way, this happened a few years ago where the electricity went out on Leil Shabbos and the Olam was running with their, what do you do with the crock pots go out, you don't have patron, it's a big problem. So that's also the reverse. What? So Shana with Bishwalak or Musi, but I don't know if we're going to get to that tonight. Okay, in terms of Tefillas HaDerech, so I'd like to discuss a little bit the Mekairos. I'd like to discuss when one says the Tefillas HaDerech, at what point one should say Tefillas HaDerech, what happens if a person is going on longer than a one-day trip, when should a person say Tefillas HaDerech. If a person is driving through the night, when does he say Tefillas HaDerech? If you go to a hotel, and different chashid and halachas that are nageya to Tefillas HaDerech. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yud in Aruch Chaim Sif Dalet says Hayoytze LaDerech Yisfalo Yirotze Lufanach Hashem Alekinu Kev Yisrin Shtalichen L'Sholoim V'chule V'tzorech La'omra V'L'Shoin Rabin. You have to say it V'L'Shoin Rabin. Excuse me. V'in Efshir Yamoyt Milelech Mishem Kishen Renam. A person should stop from traveling when he comes to the point when he's going to be saying Tefillas HaDerech. But he's riding on an animal or riding in a wagon, he doesn't have to go down from the wagon to say Tefillas HaDerech. That is the first halacha in Tefillas HaDerech. Okay. So now, what are the makairis, what's the makar for this? It's actually interesting that it seems that the Pri Chodesh has the ha'ara, that the Rambam really doesn't bring this, lahalacha in the Yad. However, the Shulchan Aruch baskins it. The Makar is a Gemara. The Gemara Brachas on Chav Tesam Bay says, well, Eliyahu HaNavi said, Rab Yehuda, Ach for the Rab Solo Chasida, Kishata Yoytze L'Derech, Himolech B'Koinech. When you go L'Derech, you have to ask Rishus from the Eibishta. Himolech B'Koinech. V'tzei, and go out. Rashi says, Himolech B'Koinech, Toil Rishus. Ask Rishus, Bishoyel Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that it's actually very interesting. So the tefillah of Tefillas HaDerech has really two aspects to it. It has an aspect to it that it is in the tefillas Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're going away from the city, and we are sort of asking Rishus to go away from the city. And the second is, it's a tefillah and a bakoshes rachamim that we should go Bishoyel. And that's really where the tefillah goes, and it discusses that we shouldn't have any tzara and anything that happens, but there and the things that are derech is fraught with danger, and we are being mevakish rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should not that we should not fall into any dangerous situation. Okay. So we're going to get to every part of this, each part of the halakha. What do you mean? Right. No. So the point is, you're supposed to be doing it right when you're leaving. It happens to be that there are shittas that hold. We're going to see that one doesn't have to be already out of the tchum of the city. This Rashi is a basis of those that hold that once a person prepares himself to really leave, right? Once a person prepares himself to already leave, that's when he says tefillah sadar. But that is not the prevailing halakha. Okay. Now, the time frame for saying tefillah sadarah, at what point does one say tefillah sadarah? Okay. The chatchila, a person should say it in the first parsa, okay, when he's leaving the derech. Okay. Now, the traveling he has to do is at least a parsa. In order to be saying a bracha, a person has to travel a parsa. A parsa is basically for dalad mil. Dalad mil is 72 minutes. Now, the Sfardish Poskim hold, and it's clear, they hold that it has to be a traveling of 72 minutes, which the Ashkenazi Poskim do not hold. It has to be a distance of a parsa. Now, a distance of a parsa is the distance that it would take to for milk. That distance is basically, the price can say, it's a machlech shul chayim no, the chazanish, if it's about 4.6 kilometers or 3.8 kilometers, okay? That is basically the amount that one has to travel in order to be mechuyev in, I can't hear? Correct? Now, the point is, you have to be traveling out of a city. That's the out of a makom yishuv. A person's yoytzei l'derech. When a person is yoytzei l'derech, right? So when is he yoytzei l'derech? He's yoytzei l'derech when he leaves the ibura shel ir. He leaves the what's literally the pregnancy of the city, which we learned in Erevin, if you remember, is when it's ayis shivim amah b'shirayim outside the city. 70 amas and shirayim when there's no longer yishuv outside the city. It's you're in between cities. And that is the point where one should say tefillas haderech. Okay. Okay. So that is a very, very important pertinent point. So when can someone say that the houses have to be within shivim amah b'shirayim of a city, otherwise they stand alone and they're not part of the city? So I'm discussing it. I'm going to get to it. Okay. Okay. Now, until you get to the George Washington Bridge, if you go Bederach, the regular Derech, there is no way you could say Tfilah Sadarach. You're all part of the city. You can say and should say Tfilah Sadarach when you get onto the bridge. Once you get onto the bridge, you're already Shivim Amah B'Shirayim outside the city. Clearly, it is a different city across the water. Okay. Now, the fact that you're entering into another city, you already were Yoytzei L'Derech. It makes no difference that you went into another area. Point is like this: you separated yourself from the original city you originally were from. That's called already that you were yaitzim l'derech. What? You go into tunnel. First of all, the Brooklyn Bridge in Manhattan is the same city. If you want, that's a good point. You allowed to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge on Shabbos? It's out of the tchum. Shabbos is over there, so it's more of the tchum. And even if it's only a payamama. But the halacha is, if you remember, I didn't want to get into this, if you remember, we discussed the penis. If you remember when we were learning Erev in Rabbi Isai, the halacha, if you want to argue, you want to run a halacha. I'll tell you the halacha. I can say anything. The halacha is like this. In the halacha in Tchumen, Erubei Tchumen is, let's say you have two cities, okay? Let's say there's an expanse. The regular derech you walk to between two cities is 500,000 amos, okay? It could still be within the tchum. Why? Because if you have what's called a pgima, right? If something is boilate, okay? If you have a stone from one city or a house that's sticking out on one end, right? So you draw a plumb line from that end all the way down, a straight line. And then you have a thing to the other end, on the other city also, you could end up touching. Okay? So you could have a Brooklyn Bridge, you could have the Brooklyn Bridge as long as the river's on it, right? But there's a pima in Brooklyn, there's a pima in Manhattan, they actually touch each other. They're one city, they're not at all, you can walk all day long. You can walk the Brooklyn Bridge, you can walk the Manhattan Bridge, you can walk the Williamsburg Bridge. You're not outside the Tchum. If you're not outside the Tchum, it's one city. If it's one city, Verrazano, I rather think is that I don't know if there's a pima. I don't know the Matisse. Somebody once asked me this. It doesn't make a difference. It's part of the city. The Shiloh is there a pima? I don't know. There probably is an area where Brooklyn juts out and where Staten Island juts out, and they cross. I don't know. I know that Manhattan and Brooklyn are clearly one city. Okay. So when one gets onto the Manhattan, we might only have 20 minutes. Y'all didn't even mention it. So the halacha is that once one gets onto the George Washington Bridge already, you consider that you are yotze l'derek, and you can say and should say tefillas haderek. I would just like to point out, by the way, that there happens to be a major position in some of the Akronim, the later Akronim. Shlomo Zalman has it in the Halicha Shlomo, has quoted as being mefakfek on the whole idea of tefillas haderek, because he holds that the sakana that used to originally be on the derech, they don't really have the derech, and lemaisa there are cars along the way, and there are police along the way, and the sakana that existed in times past does not exist. But it's really the prevailing opinion is not that way. The prevailing opinion in the derech, the Fanein or the Shalomesh, they spoke about the Mesilas Abbas, they spoke about trains, the railways. The railways, Bechlal, you didn't really have these sarkonas in the railways in Europe. And they all said that one should say Tefillas Haderek on the railways. And Ruben Kekulam hold that Tefillas Haderek is in place and one should be machmir on Tefillas Haderek. It's interesting that Normal, it's a very fascinating thing, this is very negiah to a lot of different halachas. I just saw brought from Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, a very interesting psak. Well, you have a suffix if you're mechuyev in tefillas haderech. He held that you're mechuyev because tefillas haderech doesn't go on the suffix brachas lahakum because it's a tefillas bakasha. And since it's a tefillas bakasha, so it doesn't have the same din, the same dorim as suffix brachas lahakum. So that's a very fascinating and interesting point. That's right. That's one of the bases also. Okay, that's true. That's what Rashi also says. What? There are those that don't. Your Shlomazam was practiced to make a bracha. Lemaisa to make a bracha. Okay, mostly. I mean, the Lepaisa can say you should. Okay, now, Lemaisa, let's say a person did not make it in the first 4.7 kilometers outside the city. Shitas Rashi, because you don't make a bracha anymore. You don't make a bracha anymore. Finish. But. And that's rather because Rashi Shita is it's an Atilus Rishus Parshas. And Yosef Atilus Rishus, once you left the city, you left the city. Once you're outside the Parshas. But not all of the Rishonim and the Paiskim certainly say, you can make it as long as you have not come into the Tchum of within the Parsa of the city you're going through. Okay, you can say it along the entire way. It doesn't make a difference. You're already a Yosef Ladarim. In fact, let's say you're taking a 2-day trip. The halacha is, okay, in the next halacha, Ein Tzarech Loima Elopam Achas Biyoin. But you certainly have to make it every day. If you must, you go to Niagara Falls, right? And you go and you travel to Buffalo, right? And then you go to sleep that night. And then you get up the next morning. You don't wait to get into the car to make the bracha. You can make the bracha in the hotel. You're packing your bed, you can make the bracha in the hotel. And then you go into the car, and then you go. Because you already were a Yotze L'derek. The reason why you only make the bracha in the beginning is when you're still not a Yotze L'derek until you leave the city. But once you leave the city, so every single day is a time when you make a bracha. Now this is a very big machlokes of achoskim. Machlokes the Bach and the Radvaz and the Pri Chodosh, Beis Yosef. There's a big machlokes. Let's say you drive through the night. Right? Let's say you drive through the night. So is it the Yoim that's Goyrim? So every morning it's like a tefillas hashachar, it's like a birchas hashachar, that every morning you're mechuyev, whether you slept or you didn't sleep, as long as you're still traveling, you're mechuyev every single day. So the Bach and the Taz hold that you make it every single day. The Radvaz holds that the vartan making it every day is the pshat, it's a vartan hesachadas. So as long as you can be still driving, there's no hesachadas. Because if you learn that it's a pshat, it's every morning, you're mechuyev, once you're as your yoyzel derech, it's a din in like a birchas hayoyim, right? Now, what is not mechuyev, then every single morning you have to make it. But if the pshat is it's a din and you're, as long as you're traveling b'derech, but when you mesiach das, so it's a problem. So then you have to make another bracha. If there's no esach das, you have to make another bracha. Every day you have to make a bracha. As long as you're slept. No, so you're right. It's not the only chiyuv. The chiyuv is also as long as you're b'derech, you mesiach the baruch. What? So what's it going to talk about? What? If you stop in the middle of the day, even if you stop for many hours, you do not make another bracha. You do not make another bracha. So every morning, when you get out of the hotel, you make a bracha. When you go back, no. As long as you're not traveling, nothing. You're not really going. You're staying there. So you're staying there, and then the next time you go. Okay. Why not?
Why?
Why?
Why
not? Why yes?
What do you
mean? I'm dealing with the country now. I don't know exactly what
the
country
is.
Okay, so if you're on the palisade, if you go with the... Wait a second. Okay, slow down. Mm-hmm. I only did the George Washington Bridge. If you got onto the palisades, okay, between exit 2 and exit 5, that's a place where you can, that there's Bechlal, it's not part of the city at all, and it's over there you can make a bracha. On the way back, okay, as long as once you hit the 17, okay, you basically can make a bracha on the quick way. Okay? As long as you hit the 17, you can make a bracha on the quick way on the way back. That's when you would bichlal start. That would be where your parsha starts from. Okay. Now there are certain different halachas that are the prevailing opinion again is that when you're on a longer trip, only if you stayed over at night will you make another bracha. Or you slept over at night. But if you drove through the night, you do not make another bracha until you stop, and then you would start again and you would make a bracha going again. Now let's say, no, so we just said over here that the halacha was that you should say it b'loshon rabbi. The Pais can say the reason why you should say it b'loshon rabbi is because it's a bracha that was nikva for the rabbi. It wasn't made to start for the yochel, it was nikva for the rabbi, and it's a rabbi's tefillah. However, the halacha is the following. Since it's a tefillah's bakosha, it's not so poshut that it's like a birchas hamitzvah. A birchas hamitzvah I could be moitzi you in. Right, but a tefillas bakasha could be that it has a din like a birchas hanenu, right? And if it's a regular tefillah, so a baki should not be yaitza a tefillah with someone else. Likatchila, everyone should make their own tefillas hadera. Everyone should make their own bracha. If someone they don't know it by heart, someone's reading it, they should read it out loud, and people should answer with them and say the words together. If you remember, you were in camp, you went on the thing, they all made you say it, right? The head counselor got on the microphone, and he said, I don't know what camp she went to. But Lamaisa, he said it, say after me, everybody said the bracha, you should say the bracha together. Now, there's a very unique quality that this bracha has. So let me just point out one thing. So now, the reason why you're supposed to be oimed and not travel is because a person is going to be tereach in his travel, in his driving. If he's going to be tereach in his travel, driving, he's not going to be able to concentrate. Now, the truth is, if someone else reads the Tefillas HaDerech, they have no problem. The person will say, a person sitting in an agola, if he's not driving the agola, he doesn't have to stand, he doesn't have to stop, you don't have to pull over to the side of the road. So your wife could read the Tefillas HaDerech, or somebody else could read the Tefillas HaDerech. You could read, say along with them as you're driving, and it's not a problem. Okay, that's lechatchila. Everyone should say their own. B'dieved, kimat all the person can say that you are yoitza. B'dieved, if someone is moitza you in Tefillas HaDerech, you are yoitza. However, lechatchila, one should read. Everybody should say it themselves. There's a very interesting, unique quality about Tefillas HaDerech in that it's really like a tefillah, because it doesn't, if you look at the brachas in Shmoyne Esrei, right, they're all brachas asmuchas l'chavrita, they don't start with a bracha. Since they don't start with a bracha, right, it only is a siyam ha-bracha. Now, a bracha really, you really want a bracha to start with baruch, right? So in Shmoyne Esrei, the marshal, you start off with baruch, right? And every bracha afterwards is smucha l'chavrita, so it's only a siyam ha-bracha. But Tefillas HaDerech, all it is Simat Bracha. It's actually like Shemaya Tefillah. It's Shemaya Tefillah. In fact, it's brought that in Shulchan Aruch brings it, that Haram Mirutenberg, who's the Rebbe from the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch brings, Kishahaya Yaitse Laderech Baboyker Haya Oimra Achar Yehiratzim. He would say, after Yehiratzim, he would say, when he got, he would daven first and he would say the Bracha. כדי להסמיך לברכס הגוי מול חסודם. ותהיה ברוכה הסמוכה לחבד. So the Pais can bring that what one should do. In other words, what he did was, he was Yaisel Derech, he didn't daven yet. So he said, Goy mol chasodim toivim, right? After Berechas HaShachar, so it was before he was davening, he had to go. So he would say, Tfilas HaDerech, somuch to that, Goy mol chasodim toivim, so it would be a bracha smuch l'chavitim. The Pais will say, first, it's not really supposed to go. Obviously, he was a dochuk, he had to go. The person shouldn't go out l'derech before he davens. After he davens already, so then he has to wait until he what? Until he's Yaisel l'derech. So he's Yaisel l'derech. What one should do, the Pais can bring, is one should make another bracha. Okay? You should make a bracha. Now, what many people do is they make a bracha rishayna. You take an apple, you take a mezainas, or whatever it is, you make a bracha, and then you eat. Some paiskim that discuss the fact that the eating might be a hefsik. Okay? The eating might be a hefsik between, you have to eat, you make a bracha rishayna, you eat, and then you make the, then you make the thing. Okay? So the best thing to do is to eat and make a barna fashas, or an alamichya. So then there's no hefsek, but the Pais can do say that a person can also do the first way, and it's not a problem. Okay, that's legabe tefilas haderech. L'chatchila, if you can. What do you mean? You can pull over to the side. No. She'aime doesn't mean there's something that one says. It doesn't mean stand. I mean stop.
Okay, stop.
If there's no safe place to stop, obviously that would be a foolish thing to do. Okay. Okay. You do that. You say the Sachsarena, you do not say it again. Okay, you only make it one time a day. Okay? But if you're taking a long trip, of course, you've done the way back, you'll also make a bracha. Okay.
Does it matter how long there is between the going and coming, or?
The same thing. The same day, including the night afterwards. Including the night afterwards. It starts with the morning. Okay. That's the Gabi. That's the Gabi Tchilas Adar. So, what? Sure. They could. We said, did you have it ever? What? Yeah, but this Tchilas comes from, it's a Bakosh, it's a Rachamim. That we need the Rachamim if we employ. If it's a Sakana, it's a Sakana. Okay, I want to discuss a few of the other things that were on here, just very, very quickly. We really could spend a long time on it, but very quickly. The question is asked about eating on the grass. Now, of course, eating a suda on the grass presents a problem in that water or the like can spill and cause, which is a toldo of zareya. Okay, and it's, you're going to tell me that what? That you're an enemy chavin, but it's a psikration. It's a psikration. You're going to tell me it's a psikration, the loy nichalei. So, I mean, some of people really do want grass to be on their, the grass to grow on their stomach. The grass wouldn't really be growing in front of their bungalow. They would be a little bit upset if the grass didn't grow. The stomach, most paiskim would say, most opinions would be that this is not a psikration, the loy nichalei, it's a psikration, the nichalei. Okay. So if you look at the Ramah in Simin Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Gimel, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Muta Leilech Al Gabi Asab, you're allowed to walk on grass. Vein Lachem Ben Yivashim, Kivin She'en Mishab and Litlash. Avav Ha'oichlin Beginois Asun Litol Yedeim Al Asab, you're not allowed to wash your hands on the grass. Shemashkim Oisim, you're watering the grass. Afal Pi She'en Mishabnim, Psikration, it's a Psikration. A person can urinate on the grass because urine is acidic and it's not going to cause any growth. Okay? Oy shar mashkin, which the Mishabura says to mean wine, or shar fazachin, schnapps and things like that, they don't make the grass grow. Hagah, v'lochein toiv l'hach mishaloy lecho beginos. You should not eat in gardens. Im yishtamish shom im mayim, if you're going to use water. The bekoishi yesh lizar shle yiplush amayim. It's very difficult to make sure that water does not spill. I believe that this is talking where a person is not going to have like we have tablecloths today. Where we have tablecloths, plastic tablecloths, where things are going. If a person is careful when he eats on the picnic table and puts a plastic tablecloth on, I believe that there should not be a problem. I mean, I believe I hold strongly that should not be a problem. What? It could, but it's not. It's certainly not a secretion that's going to spill over. It's not that difficult to watch.
Okay.
That's a problem. Just walking on the grass with a cup of water is certainly for to give a child a cup of water to walk on the grass is mamish secretion, because it's certainly going to spill. But certainly, if you, by the way, if you own any bungalow colony, it's a secretion beneath the lid.
right? If a person rents, I don't know if they if they get along with the owner or not. Okay, so la halacha, if a person is eating a suda with, it's better not to go on the risk if a person will order, but if a person has a tablecloth, even though the Ramah says toiv lahachmir, okay, toiv lahachmir, it's not meyikar adin, and with a tablecloth, I don't believe there's a problem. The second thing that was on this list is swings on trees. There is a halacha, it's in the same siman. The halacha is a person is not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree. A person is not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. There's a halacha, the halacha is that using the tzadim of a tree, the mashal, to hang a coat on a tree, or to bechlal, to climb up on a tree, or any of those things, if it's lamayla megimel tefachim from the ground, it is 100% asur. You're not allowed to lean on a tree, okay? You're not allowed to, a stump that was cut off, the Pesachim say already a stump, only a stump, it's not a problem, but it's not growing anymore. But a tree that is growing, if it's more than gimel tefachim off the ground, it is 100% asur. Famous story with the stipler where the stipler was given guard duty on Shabbos, and the guards used to hang the heavy Russian from the Russian army, the heavy woolen coats from the Russian army, used to hang them on a peg in the tree, and the stipler was given to take over duty Friday night, and they gave him a gun and they said, okay, there's the coat. You're not allowed to mishtam. You're not allowed to put something on a tree. You're not allowed to put something off the tree. You're not allowed to put something on a peg that's on the tree. You're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to mishtam it there. Okay, so that is the halacha legabi a tree. That is being mishtamish with the tzidei ha'ilon, because the peg is in the tree, and you are hanging something on the peg. But what happens if you have tzidei tzadim, right? Double a secondary thing. That la halacha is mutter. So lamashul, if you have a peg in the tree and a swing hanging from the peg, and then you want to swing on the swing, that is mutter, because that's sidei tzadim, that is mutter. However, there's one caveat: if the tree is going to move, it is usur. It has to be sturdy enough that the tree is going to. Now it has to be also that lamashul. There was a guy who once went to the tainer that he hung the swing and he put at the ends of the rope of the swing a different rope, and that rope went around the tree. That's not sidei tzadim. It has to be something separate from the swing. That's all part of the swing. It has to be like lamashul. You screw. Somebody told me they had a piece of wood that was screwed into the tree, and then the swing hung from that. That is 100% mutter. Okay. Things that I'm going to get. Covering a playpen or a carriage with a plastic cover. The halacha is the following: if you have a structure that has walls already, so the shayla is making an oyel. This is considered an oyel aroy. For instance, if you have just you want to cover something on the ground and you put something around it and you created walls for it too, that would be an oyel keva. That would be a deraisa. Covering over something that has walls already, that is creating an oyel and creating a tent of aroy, okay? Or just a covering. Being moisif al oyel aroy is mutter. Oyel aroy is yisid rabbana. Adding to an oyel aroy is mutter. So lemashal, if the playpen is partially covered, and then you want to cover it more, that's being moist al oyel aroy. If it's not covered at all, you have a problem. However, there is a trick. The trick is that there's something called lovel. You don't know about lovel. If you let's say this is the top of your playpen, okay, totally open. If you take a string and you put the string over, like right here, okay, within 3 tefachim, an oyel is how big does an oyel have to be? Just 1 tefach. So if you put it within a tefach of the end of the thing, now you have a lovet of a tefach. You have already an oyel aroy in lumbus. Then you could put it on the most oyel aroy. So a person could do that on Shabbos too, because just putting the string is not doing anything. But at the end of the thing, and ding, it's an oyel aroy. Well, you could do that. Now, the question is asked, the marshal, what about, I can't hear you? Well, if you put it on with it, it stays. You don't tie it on with it. Okay. What about covering the carriage with a mesh? Or covering the playpen totally with a mesh so that insects can't get in. Is that a problem with an oyel? Well, the marshal, let's say you have the carriage below, you're gonna make walls. Because over here you're gonna create walls around the whole carriage too. Now look, is the poskim say that over there, even though it's stopping insects, over there it's parts of the there's really more hole than the actual the netting itself, that would be mutter. The plastic on the carriage is a little bit difficult. So the plastic, Well, depends on that size of it.
No, but it already has the little...
Yes, but over there you're creating the walls, so it's maybe it could be a simply up front. Now, opening the top of the carriage, opening the top of an umbrella stroller, this is a major machlokes of placement. It really comes out from machlokes maybe Yehuda and some so forth. Better not to do it. It should be open a little bit before Shabbos. If you have to do it, if you have to do it, you can do it. Another point, Lugabe, things is not over here. What about opening a table umbrella on Shabbos? You have an umbrella on your table, you're not opening it on Shabbos. Now, opening an umbrella on Shabbos is b'chlal a very big issue. That's a machlokes some sefer and another Yehuda. Now, the Yehuda holds that since an umbrella comes down, it's considered an oil, this is the reisa. Now, some sefer says, what are you talking about? It's only if you make walls that it's coming through the ground. Or it's enclosing something. Just the fact that it goes down on top doesn't make it any oil. Some sefer holds that it is also, but it's not also mid the rice. So the Chazon Ish holds that the only issue in opening an umbrella is misakein mana, because you had something over it, it wasn't functioning. Now you open it, now you can carry this anywhere with you, and it's a kelim that you can carry with you, so you create something that was not here before. However, a table umbrella is not a misakein mana, you're not carrying it anywhere with you. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shmishav's Kachos, he held that a table umbrella would be 100% mutter to open up on Shabbos over the table. It's not the way it's used. Okay. He's held like this. The Marshal, am I allowed to open a folding chair on Shabbos? I didn't create anything new. But if I created something now, I can carry it around. That's the way it functions. So it has a new usage over here. But that's what's already here, right? It's a textbook, which is like a folding chair. That's the chairs here. So I just have to unfold. But over here, until I open it up, I can't really carry it around and use it. So that's what the Chazon Ish held the issue was. The Mela, that's only on a portable umbrella, but not on a stationary umbrella. The last thing over here is what happens if the flame goes out in the oven on Shabbos. This is a very it's somewhat complicated. And it's like if the electricity goes off on Shabbos. The halacha is the following, that if something is al ha'esh, okay, and you want to take that thing from al ha'esh and you want to put it onto another fire, you need a blech. Okay, as long as the food is reasonably hot and it's cooked, it's already 100% mabushel, you could take that, if your flame goes out in your oven and your neighbor's flame doesn't go out, you could take your pot and you could go and bring it over to your neighbor and put it straight onto the blech on the fire. Okay, if it's totally cooled off, you can't. What's the benchmark? The benchmark is if it's nechal and it's considered a warm maifel, that's already considered, as long as it has heat to it, then it's considered warm and it's not considered like lukewarm, consider warm, that is something you're allowed to go and you put it there. Let's say the person doesn't have a blech, you have a problem. You could certainly take it and put it on top of his crock pot. Okay? That you could do even from your refrigerator. You could take it and put it on the cracker. What if the reverse happens? Let's say your crock pot goes out. So if you could find someone that has a blech and has an oven, so you could take that crock pot, and even though it was not on a blech originally, it doesn't have to be on a blech originally. Keep it on your oven. If it was directly on the fire, let's say it was totally cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to keep it directly on the fire. Right? You're not machuyev to have a blech unless you're fighting. Okay? So you can take it off, something that's not on a blech, and you could bring it to someone else and put it on a blech. Let's say that other person doesn't have a blech, and his stuff is directly on the fire. So what do you do? You don't have to put it on top of this pot. You know what you could do? You could put a blech there. You can make a blech on Shabbos too. You don't have to do it. Well, turn over a tin. What?
Let's
say
you take a chalk off the oven, you put it on the table, it's still hot.
That's different, because you're already in the city, you already put it down.
Let's say you have to have that. You didn't know it against
me. Doesn't make a difference. You can take it off.
But it's not being cooked at all now.
Doesn't make a difference. It's still considered the Allah. It still came from Al Ha'esh and it's still hot. Not, because over there you did a maisa to remove it from the fire. Okay, it was not a maisa, it was a mail. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about. Rabbi said, Mr. Shem, I don't know about next week. Next week is July 4th.